the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Dave Graney.
Oh, Ed, Dave will be able to explain those arias to us.
Yes, please, I need some of that explaining action.
Thanks for... You weren't there last night, Dave?
No, I was doing something else.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I was worrying about the world brooding at home.
Don't worry, we'll have all that sorted out by the end of this program.
Police find naked man stuck in window, thankfully.
We're covering that, are we?
Oh, yeah, we're across that.
Fantastic. I don't think we need anything else.
Let's do it.
This show's ready to go. We'll also have our alternative arias. It's all coming up on Get This, where I'm sure we'll have something to say about John Howard.
I've been in politics a long time. People often say vitriolic things and you just let them go over your shoulder.
Yes, that is Mars Needs Guitars, Bittersweet, the Hoodoo Gurus here at Get This Around the Nation. Good morning, it's me, Tony Martin. It's the man who inspired Mars Needs Guitars, Richard Marsland, hey, according to Wikipedia. Here's a man you've seen in the air breaks, Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, what's up?
And what about some fake applause for Dave Graney, the head of our music department here at Get This?
Hello, everybody.
Thanks for coming in, Dave. Are you pointing out some mistake we've been saying on air?
Well, you know how you always hear nuclear, and even Australian politicians say it, nuclear. Mm. You don't say that, do you?
No, have we done one of those, though? No.
But you always refer, Ed, heard you say it in tones, to auto-tunes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's auto-tune. Singular.
Because I thought the idea was that you just, you know, do some crap like I did, chuck it in the auto-tunes, and out spews a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, maybe if you'd used auto-tune, that would have happened. You know, we've got John Mayer in tomorrow.
Yeah, right. And I know that we're not playing my bit.
Yeah, you've convinced me, Ed. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. Dave.
It's not a bastion of accuracy, this program. I was referring to Copenhagen as being in Holland the other day.
Were you?
Yeah. And I think I referred to Burke and Hare as murderers. They were just really body snatchers. Cannibals?
Oh.
Well, certainly body snatchers, possibly cannibals, but I don't think murderers.
Okay. Will Copenhagen go under the sea in 50 years as well as Holland, though?
And then, is that what's happening?
Then nobody will know the difference anymore, will they? They won't care.
No.
It's underwater.
That'll be forgotten and this will be forgiven for its errors. Thanks for coming in, Dave. Were you at the Arias? Do you go to that?
Like I said, Tony, I was at home in my mountain eyrie, brooding about the fate of the earth.
Yeah?
Mm. And I'm very worried.
You didn't have the Veronicas playing in the background?
Who are the Veronicas?
Oh, you would have known if you'd had your telly on.
The Lazio twins from Brisbane.
Do they have nice racks?
No.
Oh.
No,
I'm glad you said that.
No,
Ed.
How's the way you just quickly went in with a no?
Well, I'm sure, no, Dave, don't ask things like
that. I'm sorry.
I'm sure their fans would think.
Family program.
I'm sorry,
Dave.
Ed, yes.
It's a family program. I'm sure if the Veronica's family is listening, they'll be going, they do have nice racks.
I think we know why Dave's not going to the Arias anymore. questions like that.
I meant racks, the EQ racks for the auto tunes.
For their auto tunes.
Oh, yeah. I reckon they're probably going to get an auto tune program named after them. It'll be auto tune 6-point Veronica.
Yeah,
it's pretty full on.
We'll be talking about the arias later. Oh, I don't think Ed was too impressed by what he saw. But you're not using auto-tune or tunes, Dave.
No.
But are you not about to embark on some kind of season of some kind of show where you don't even use a microphone?
What?
Like I said, Tony, I'm concerned about the world and I'm doing a show from Thursday to Sunday here in Melbourne in Butterfly Club Cabaret in a joint in Park Street, south of Melbourne.
Right.
With no microphones, no amplifiers, no guitars, nothing.
So what is there?
Guts and determination. And I want you three to consider a minute. Without power, where would you be? Richard Marsland, where would you be? Tony, Ed, you'd be out on the street shouting against the traffic.
We'd just rolled up bit of A3 paper, bellowing gags about caftans into passing traffic. We'd have a crack at it.
Not a bad life. What would Rich do? Rich would be in charge of rolled up newspaper.
Yeah, the clothesline out the back would act as a gigantic aerial.
He'd be turning tricks in the alleyway around the back of the station.
He'd be turning tricks. He's one slip up away from back on the alley turning tricks, Mark.
I'm glad I've...
Watch yourself.
I'm glad I've at least got you to think of it, the future, because you listen to the news on the radio and It's full of global warming. And
yeah, you don't want to. The best thing
everybody's
is not
concerned
to listen to the news.
Oh,
is the answer.
Okay. At your gig, are you going to have a synthesizer just standing off to the left, not being played, Kershaw style?
No. Oh, actually, I have a present for you.
Really?
You Tony.
What have you got?
Robin Hitchcock,
yes,
guest on the show last week.
Wonderful man.
Found a Kershaw single for you, I have to.
Which one is
and
it?
And it's signed. Right. I have
by
to.
Who?
I'll give it to you.
Hopefully by Nick Kershaw. Hopefully not by Howard Jones. Tomorrow on the show, we are going to show you what happens when you put Nick Kershaw on the back of a truck with three synthesizers.
Flatbed truck.
Synthesizers.
Yeah.
And send them to drought-stricken areas. Oh. Don't think we're doing nothing, not considering the problems mentioned in the news,
yeah.
Dave Graney.
Yeah,
we are bringing relief to the farmers with mid-80s synth pop tomorrow on Get
the
This.
The only way we know how.
But hang on, so what are you doing? You're going to have a piano on stage.
There's a piano, Mark Fitzgibbon on piano.
He's great.
I'm just there. I'm singing a whole bunch of songs that are all about music. And, it's called Point Blank. And it's a rough and tough tale told by a bruised veteran of the front line of the entertainment wars.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know, Ed.
It's really snappily dressed.
Yeah. I'm going to think about that on the morning before the show.
Oh, really?
I think, yes.
I thought you would have planned them out like a progression, you know?
No.
Like a seasonal progression. Perhaps the early Dave, you know, and then into futuristic Dave. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that at all. No, right.
Maybe satiny caftans are the answer.
Oh, if you can get any.
What is going on? Full page ads, Nicky. They are not letting go of this. They're spending a fortune of satiny caftan profit money on running full-page colour ads in major daily newspapers over the weekend.
Yeah.
We put in an order 6-7 weeks ago. We've received nothing. It's a calf scam.
Calf scam.
I'll call them.
Are you going to call them?
We were told on the 25th they'd be back in stock. It's now the 30th.
Look,
where's our caftans?
Look at me. Look at these restricting clothes I'm forced to wear. You know, look at this.
Restrictive.
I'm so restricted. I've been trying to entertain. I've got nothing to entertain in. I've been trying to have candlelit dinners. I've got nothing to wear.
We can't do anything it says you can do in the ad.
Exactly. I had to paint seahorses on a sheet and try and wear that. Looks terrible.
Oh, you're hitting the hard issues on Get This morning.
Getting back to your show, Dave. Oh. So you just stand there.
Oh, yeah.
There's no microphone
in
your hand.
That's right, Tony, yeah.
So it'd be like the olden days.
I have to make some new moves. There's, you know, it's...
It's a new move.
It's very daring and bold and courageous, I think.
Oh. It certainly is. What about your new... Well, is it a single? Is it just on the internet? What's this deal you and Claire Moore have done?
Oh, we've got a new album coming out called Keeping It Unreal.
That sounds great.
It's but coming out.
Didn't you record it like in...
It's an inversion of a popular phrase in the vernacular, which is keeping it real.
I was aware of that one.
Yes.
He's done
but
a
I've
twist.
Turned it round to keeping it unreal,
and how
which is also a vernacular for something that's quite amazing.
Yeah, so...
So I've dovetailed it, Ed.
Dovetailing. Here we go.
Coming in a three directions at once.
Oh,
wow.
I like
and
that.
Three is actually part of Bill Miller's favourite number, which is 9, which he can explain later on.
Oh, Bill Miller's going to be joining us.
He's obsessed with the number 9 and invented a calendar that went new months around the number 9.
And how did that go
for
it?
Is it catching on?
Hasn't caught on, but, you know, it's
give it time.
A very valid idea,
it's
I
going
think.
Going daylight saving and bill saving next year.
Yes, good.
Dave actually got a dovetail into the program.
There you see the beautiful way in which they put those dovetails in there.
All right,
very
thank
proficient
you.
At it, yeah. But nevertheless, that's the difference.
Thank you, David Dickinson. He will be
early this morning.
People have demanded it, so also
morning.
Later in the week, David Dickinson will be duetting with Frank Butcher from EastEnders. There's some sizzle you won't get on any other show.
Going to keep you up at night, Tone.
Dave, back to your record.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
So Keeping It Unreal,
yeah.
I've heard it. That is great. You've taken records from your whole career and you've zhuzhed them up and...
Yeah,
sounds amazing.
Have you put a thumping dance beat underneath?
No,
it's all. There's no drums on it. I've left the mama beat behind, and I've let go of the side of the pool, and it's all very ambient bass, vibraphone, and 12-string guitar sound.
But what is the song at the end of it? The French song.
It's a cover version of a French hit called "Qui de nous deux," which is "Who of Us Two" by a character called M. Do you know the triplets of Belleville? Yes. He features in the end of that and I think does some of the music for it.
Fantastic car chase at the end of that film.
Oh, good.
French musical animated film with a great car chase at the end.
Is that right?
And that song. No, not that song.
No, another song.
Another song.
By M. Mathieu Chedid.
Ooh. When you say M, you don't mean the bloke who did Talking About Pop Music.
No, it's that's another M.
What's that?
Another M. Oh, don't tell me you can't remember that song here.
No, you lost me there.
All right. Look, I wish I could explain.
It's pre-Kershaw kind of period.
Pre-Kershaw period.
Music, I think.
Invent music? Didn't Nick Kershaw invent music? What are you saying?
According to Wikipedia, yes.
What do you mean?
He teamed up with Howard Jones and they invented music and Mozart and Beethoven fell into line.
Ed's world is falling apart. You better take it easy. No more bombshells for today, please.
If we were running things at this point, we would hear this great song from Dave and Claire.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not. So here's Evermore. That's Evermore here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M or KOFM in Newcastle. Brought to you once again by the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Ah, nice to hear that pan.
The Vito is back. Oh, it's a van and a half, I think you'll find. Van of the year.
Van of the year.
It was a pageant. It won in all sections except evening wear. Dave Graney is with us this morning. Dave, you'll be pleased to know the Kaftan people have been on the phone.
Mm.
Wow, we're like the Alan Jones show now, are we?
Oh, no.
I hope we're not.
I don't want to have to do what he does.
I've read that book on the weekend. I hope we're not.
I don't want to have to go flag waving.
We'll get to flag waving. Okay. And you're saying what?
The Kaftans are in the mail. They've been posted Friday. They had 4,000 orders to get out by the end of last week.
The Kaftans are in the mail.
Wow. They always say that.
4,000 orders of at least one Kaftan each.
Yeah.
We think we're going to be quite snappy with our Kaftans.
Yeah.
It'll be old hat by the time we get them. Everyone's, literally every single person's about to have one.
It'll be Kaftan demonium.
You're too skinny for a Kaftan, Tony. I am. Fall off you.
I'll need some shoulder pads in my Kaftan. They're in the mail. Like,
now we're talking.
In a tube. That won't affect the satiny quality, will it?
I hope not. I hope they come. I hope they come kind of regaled in splendour in like a Perspex case.
You'll look like one of those dudes in that Ashes to Ashes video, Tony. On the beach there.
You lost me here.
Oh, it's pre-cursed.
Ashes to Ashes.
It's David Bowie.
Sorry.
Ed's Now I know that.
Yeah. Oh, you know David Bowie.
David Bowie. Yeah. He often cites Kershaw as a big influence.
Yeah.
Look, Dave's brought us in, look at this, a copy of, this is the one from Robin Hitchcock.
Yep.
It's an autographed Nick Kershaw Wide Boy single.
Wide Boy.
Yep. But who signed it? That's Robin Hitchcock signed it.
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's a piece of great rock and roll memorabilia right there.
Nick Kershaw albums are worth more if they're signed by Robin Hitchcock. Don't ask questions, just put it on eBay.
But anyway, you're making fun of Nick Kershaw.
Oh, we are not.
I don't know, doesn't it give you some sense of the ephemeral nature of the way the entertainment industry chews up people?
That's true. Yeah.
When you watched the Arias last night, didn't you feel some sort of sadness for the people in the spotlight there?
Not sadness, because they were getting like sweet awards and sold lots of records.
Right.
Yeah, but will that last though?
Uh-huh.
No, because looking back through the Blast from the Past on the Arias website to look at all the old photographs to answer exactly that question.
Yeah.
Seeing people like called Melissa something or another, I don't really remember.
Who,
okay, yep. There's a Wiggles there, they're still going, they're doing well. Here's a disturbing photograph. Bob Geldof and Craig McLaughlin on stage together in 1990.
Wow. Excellent.
And there's Craig, permed, of course, denim, clad in denim, sort of lording it up to someone. And Bob Geldof looks like he's having the worst time.
Ooh.
He's been placed next to
Don't tell me it's going to do Mona. He's saying. That's what he's saying. That photograph.
That was very good, Tony.
Gratuitous. Right. That's what that was.
You're right, Dave.
Do you get on to... So you're not watching the Arias, Dave?
I didn't... Well... I didn't have the TV on last night. I was reading a book by Arthur Rimbaud.
Oh, right. Mm.
It was so exciting, I forgot to turn the TV on.
Wow.
It was a French poet.
Yeah. Mm. I wasn't thinking it was Rimbaud, if that's what you're wondering. Arthur Rimbaud, First Blood, Part 1.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking that. Yeah. Although I actually was.
The Drunken Boat.
I was a bit.
And But when the TV is on at the Ponderosa, might be seen on the screen, Dave?
Oh, well, I'm really into that TV show you lent me, The Wire, The Wire stole off that
so
mafia.
Good.
Guy. And
how good did you watch the first series?
I'm halfway through the first series.
How good is that?
Very intriguing.
That is so good that it could only be shown at 2 a.m. on Australian TV. That's when you know a show is good.
It's a sign of quality there.
A great cop show.
And I love to watch the Country Music Channel on the cable.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that a lot when I had cable. I used to watch CMT Heaps.
It's the only one that's kind of surprising. Normal music videos are very small playlist. Yeah.
What about the renovating shows? Do you get into that?
I don't want to go in near any of that.
There's one which is, I think, called A Place in Italy, and it shows that even the most idyllic location can be enhanced by fat builders with cleavage around the back. And have a listen to this clip from next week.
In the next program, Rima returns to Italy to secure the hospital and spots some worrying cracks.
That's those builders again.
There they are.
Man. Cracks in Tuscany.
I have been enjoying that that show that you were on in the... What'll we do next? That one, is it? Oh, thank God you're here. When you were on in the Superman outfit, that was excellent.
Form fitting, sadly.
Great.
And it's just when you're doing that too, you're going, this looks really embarrassing. And then part of your brain is thinking ahead, going, and it's going to be on DVD forever. Mm. It's a
good look for you, Tone.
It's a near, it's a caftan. That's what it is.
Peter Andre got an aria.
Really? For Funky Junkie?
1994, Peter Andre took home the gong.
Mm. But he's a pop musician, Ed. You can't dispute.
No,
he deserves award as much as anybody else.
I would like to know which one he got. If anyone knows, I'd really like to know which one he got. How many have you got, Dave?
A couple, yeah.
Really? For what?
Best Male Artist.
All right.
Never. It was like when you get a Logie, Tony. Yes. They get rid of you.
That's right. It's a farewell.
Who did you?
Here's
beat
your award.
Who did I beat?
Who did you beat out for best male artist?
Before me, Ed. Yeah. There was Barnsley and there was Farnsey.
The 2 years before
and
you.
D's, like ever.
Oh right.
That was
right,
all
right.
It was for
is
about
that
50
right?
years.
Is that right?
And then I won one, and I came up on. I didn't know I was going to get it. I was wearing it. I was trying to dress like an actor, Peter Wingard, who I really liked, and I was wearing a wig and a pink suit. And all of a sudden, I won, and I had to collect the award from Shirley Manson from Garbage, and
up you went,
the lady from the Divinals, who was her name? I forget it.
Chrissy Amphlett.
And I think Shirley thought I was some nut from the from some pre 9/11 terrorist group who was coming up, and there was no kissing happening, and I got the award, and it was one of the strangest nights of my life.
Right. Who did you beat? Who else was up that year?
I was sitting with my friend Tex Perkins, and the camera came in on us. And you always know you're going to win something if you're seated near the front and near an aisle.
Right.
So the camera came in, and you know, I probably thought, you know, I'll get out of the way. Tex can go through.
Get up there, yeah.
And then they announced me, and it was strange. It was like,
What year was that?
That was 1996,
It was a great, probably the best moment ever on stage at the Logies, I would suggest. But, you know, was there anything good this year? That's what we're going to be asking soon. But you mentioned Peter Wingard, and that leads me to Alan Jones for reasons the lawyers would not like me to say.
It's in the book, Tony. It's not your problem.
Jonestown. Have you seen this book, Dave?
I've heard about it.
I read it over the weekend. It's a top read from your Chris Masters. I'd suggest if you're thinking of getting this book, buy it today. Because Alan Jones is back in the country, and my guess is it will be pulped by the end of the week.
Think he's going to let it stand?
I reckon this is going to be a collector's
item.
That
good?
It is that good. There is so little in this book that I can read out.
Oh, really?
There is so little. Let me see if I can find anything I can read out.
Just have a go. Go on, have a go.
You're not scared of Alan?
I am. I think anyone who reads this book will be frightened of Alan.
Are you scared of him, Ed?
No.
Oh. Richard, are you scared?
Not at all.
Let's just choose. Okay, page 83. Okay. London would become a favourite Jones haunt.
Does this need music at all, do you reckon?
Does it need music?
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you got the Pet Shop Boys?
Oh, Gloria, his theme song is.
Go
Gloria,
West.
Gloria.
Anyway, listen to this. London would become a favourite Jones haunt, but it is unclear whether this was his first trip. In later years, he would tell friends that in his youth, he hitchhiked through Europe and was picked up by the famous French singer Charles Trenet.
No way.
Then known as the Singing Madman. Alan said the pair of them performed boisterous duets as they wheeled through the south of France.
I love Charles Trenet.
Can you imagine him picking up Alan Jones?
I can't, no.
Okay. Then there's about 200 pages that I wouldn't be able to read out.
Come on.
There's 200 pages. Then we get to an incident where Alan is involved in an incident that I can't talk about, but public decency is nonetheless outraged. And the phrase flag waving is used. Page 191, flag waving. Can you guess what flag waving might involve?
I can't. I'd like to.
Can't read it out. But listen.
You're making it sound very rude.
I think it is very rude, Dave. I can read out the next paragraph. Immediately following the flag waving paragraph, there is this paragraph. Meanwhile, at London's Lensbury Club, the Oxford rugby team gathered before the big game. They were watching a video, Action Jackson, when a call came through from Alan Jones. Action Jackson. Someone was watching Carl Weathers, classic Action Jackson, at the time that a certain incident was happening in a certain toilet.
Oh,
fantastic gear. Here's a bit on page 269.
Where do we go?
On Friday the 29th of April, Alan Jones Live was axed from Channel 10 and replaced with Are You Being Served? You got to enjoy that.
At Alan's request.
I think... I don't like the slurs. I think it's irrelevant that Mr. Humphreys may have been gay.
Who?
I think people shouldn't talk about that. What's it got to do with his career?
Nothing.
And his fine work?
Nothing. Guess what? Are you finished, Don?
I think the lawyers will not let me read anything else out.
Oh, come on.
It is solid gold.
You love it, though. You read it all weekend.
It was 500 pages and I read it in one go. It's
amazing.
That good.
Hey, look at this. Dave, in 1996, you beat Diesel, Farnsey, Paul Kelly and Tex Perkins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For best male artist. And you were all of those people were dressed in pink suits and wigs that year. And none of you had even mentioned it to each other.
It was, everything changed after that year. They instituted the grainy clause in the ARIA awarding.
What's that mean? You're not allowed to get one again?
Yeah, that's right.
What did
you're not letting him in the building.
What? You won that year as well, Martin.
Did me and Mick Malloy?
Oh, yeah.
What a classic year that was, Tony. Yeah. Huh?
Is that the Brown album?
Yes, it is.
Oh, times have changed, haven't they, Tony? Who won the gong this year,
It was Leno and Woodley.
You beat Ostentatious, somebody or other, Bucko and Champs.
Bucko and Champs, Aussie Christmas, don't write them off, they'll be back.
Silver Pram. With Frog Stamp. I guess that was a silver chair parody. And the Vaughns with Who Farted.
How did we beat them?
I can't believe you beat the Vaughns.
And of course, I should point out, it sounds great. Hey, we've won an ARIA award, but the comedy section is usually the award for the only five albums of the year. Isn't it?
I think so.
It pretty much is.
So. Come on, Tony.
Yeah.
All right,
you won.
Wasn't Peter Andre in comedy that year? Junkie was up against us.
Leave him alone.
I'm getting a gesture from our producer that suggests it's getting dark outside. So
why don't you pick on Bernard Fanning or something?
Well, you know, the Renegade Funk Train was up for Best Dance Release that year, as was Infusion, Itchy and Scratchy. But here are some people we don't hear enough of anymore. DJ Darren Bryas. What's he up to? DJ Darren Bryas and DJ Pee Wee Ferris, they were feeling it in 96. What's going on now?
I don't know. But I like the idea of Bernard Fanning nominated in comedy up against Bernard Manning. Wouldn't that be good? A Fanning-Manning card.
Tony Martin's mind always turning
The
wheels turning, hey?
What is that song that he won for?
The Wish You Well?
Wish You Well?
Yeah.
Wish Your Mother-in-Law Well. That's what he could do.
He's
with
happy with that one. He's tapping his pen. He's happy with that one.
Right. It's a pen tapper, that one.
It's like a dog wagging its tail. When Tone likes a joke, tap, 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 tap.
Are we getting out on that?
Yeah, that'll do us.
We're happy with that, are we? Get
this. It's probably not the quietest place to work.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Let's get this the nation.
Nice one.
Dave Graney is with us, and Triple M Hall of Fame legend Lee Simon just came running into the studio. What did he hand you, Ed?
Toad.
He handed me a magazine.
Yeah. Exhibit A for...
Yeah, Exhibit A. The Origlasso sisters.
For a certain rack.
Yeah, because you were slagging off the Veronicas.
I never slagged off the Veronicas.
Saying they were inadequately breasted.
Ed, I didn't say that.
Ed, where there's smoke, there's fire.
No, but
we've sensed some negativity from you today.
That's not true.
It'll all be in Cavalier Town. Chris Masters' new book.
That is not... I did not.
Lifts the lid off the flag-waving antics. Of Ed Cavalier.
I never said I wasn't a flag waver. I just said that I didn't bag the Veronicas.
Mr. Ed.
I did bag the Veronicas.
Oh, look, I'll tell you who's got a top rack, and that's con man Peter Foster.
Oh.
Did you see him on the news?
I saw his poor mother defending him.
Yeah.
Well, he almost made the perfect getaway. Mm. Some people tried to arrest him, so he just jumped into a river. You'll never get caught once you're in the river. You know what I mean? You get down in the tide, sure, freedom.
Yeah. They can't follow your tracks.
The dogs can't sniff you.
Yeah.
And policemen don't want to get in the water.
Yeah.
Were you like me just seeing this sort of whale of a man who probably needs a couple of days on a hunger strike, to be honest?
Yeah.
In his black Speedos being loaded into an ambulance going, wow, that's the bloke he used to be on with Samantha Fox.
No.
I mean, I just couldn't stop thinking that.
They asked him, how'd you get Samantha Fox? And he said, everyone was paying her attention, so I ignored her.
Yeah. Oldest trick in the book, Ed.
Is it the oldest trick in the book?
Yes, it is.
Are you writing this down, Ed? This could be useful. Okay. You want to give us some music?
Yeah. Got a synth pad.
Yeah.
Got a synth pad, which I'm going to play. I've got a guitar, which I've put some delay on.
Yeah.
Then I'll probably just start singing through a kazoo for a bit. Two, three, four.
Wow. Look and learn, Dave.
All right.
You can really hear the delay.
Well, that's a bit ominous.
I got this hi-hat.
Unsettling.
I might start whacking that in a minute. If I feel like it.
That drummer, I don't like him. He's...
It's Richard Marsden, I'll get rid of him.
Oh, hang on. He's giving me the hi-hat.
That's the Police here at Get This Around the Nation, Triple M, KOFM. If you're in Newcastle, Dave Graney is with us today. He has a fantastic new album called Keeping It Unreal coming out, and a show called Point Blank where he is going to be working sans the mic.
Just without the mic.
Well, and a piano. And that's going to be in Melbourne. We're going to have to send someone along.
Taking requests, Dave?
No. It's a totally fascist show.
What if people are really shouting them out? Like
no shouting.
No, hang on. What if they're really, they're really texting, they're really holding up cardboard, they really want to hear something?
No.
You're going to deny them?
Yes. People love it. It's like ignoring women.
Yeah.
They love you.
Is that right?
The more you ignore them.
Don't
keep up the ignoring too long, though. Choose your moment to pay attention to their hurt.
Okay.
At your ignoring them.
That's helpful.
Come and save them.
All right.
Yeah.
Just while we're talking romance, you know, there's so many things you can do. One thing is to just get married over and over again, like Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are getting married for a third time.
Who are they trying to fool?
Will it take this time, do you reckon?
Tony, how many enemies can you make in one show? The Church of Scientology, Alan Jones, and his enormous audience of 90-year-old women with... rolling pins.
They're all waving the flag for Alan Jones, those women. He's a cottage industry.
That still sounds rude, doesn't it?
Can I hear someone else on the bench? It sounds like Bill Miller's with us.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Guitarist Bill Miller. Legend Bill Miller.
Singer.
Singer Bill Miller.
Plays occasionally in the Dave Graney organisation.
Not very often these days.
What happened?
I'm permanently on the bench.
Tony, don't bring that up,
I've been dying to bring that up.
I reckon now we've got the bench, let's get up the mountain. Let's do it. It was the Arias last night. We're in a musical frame of mind. Bill, have you not been touring on this countdown business?
Oh, Tone, they thawed me out. It took about 3 weeks to thaw me out.
Did you do... You were, of course, with the Ferrets back in the previous decades.
Yes.
Did you have to do that song, Don't Fall
In
Love?
Do I have to sing it now? Because Frank Stivala made me sing it in front of one of his underlings who's trying to get me some work. He's going, you remember Billy Miller from the Ferrets? And this guy's going, no. He's going, sing him the song, Bill. And I'm sitting in Premier Artists, which is like a butcher shop. And I'm going, don't fall fall in love. And this guy's going, no, no, can't picture it, mate.
Is this what you were talking about earlier, Dave, the lack of respect for the England musicians?
Bill's casual reference to a butcher shop told all just then, I think.
It's Frank Stavala.
Blood and flesh.
Stavala's caused trouble by referring to musicians as plates of meat, has he?
Dave, I've got a fantastic new song for you.
Oh, yes.
It's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Mm-hmm.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake her lily.
That could catch on. Hey,
Bill,
on the floor and pray. Hey?
I'm not getting involved in making enemies on the show. You leave it to you and Tony.
Yeah. We're the friendship winger over here.
You're neutral.
Inside friendship winger.
We'll see about that. Hey, Ed, what did you think of the Arias?
Oh.
I loved it. I loved everything that happened to finish.
That's not what you were saying in the office earlier.
What are we talking about on Talkback Mountain Time?
We're talking about the Arias, alternative Arias. Yeah, Who did you think was left out last night? Could be anyone.
Yep.
From any period of history.
Yep.
We're not going to have any barriers
Fair
on
enough.
This. Fair
enough.
Call us up. Who should have got an Aria? What should the award have been for? It could be anything at all.
My flatmate suggested that perhaps it should have been Biggest Con revealed on the night.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the Aria for Biggest Con, because they had a couple... The Veronicas had a sing live, and he's the most generous man in the world. He likes everything. And about halfway through, he turned to me and said, geez, I'm not sure about this. I'm not too sure those cats can sing.
Oh, yeah. Firstly, the racks have been questioned, now the singing.
I know. Where will it end? I suspect some auto-tunes has gone down, Dave.
Oh, really?
Down at Veronica's HQ.
Auto-tunes.
Dave, you were put through auto-tune once.
Bill.
I was producing you. Hang on.
What is this?
I put you through auto-tunes, Dave, and Dave is so in tune, so pristine, that the machine blew up.
You're smoking.
As the line goes along, the more out of tune you are, the higher it goes.
It just starts.
Dave flatlined all the way.
Is that
blew
right?
The thing up.
A credit to him.
Yeah. So I was saying, no, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Keep going, Dave. Keep going.
But there is you do a lot of producing, Bill.
Yes, I do.
Is there a lot of auto-tune gear out there?
Only for female singers under the age of 18. Sorry?
Really?
No.
Or Kurt Cobain, all those dudes used it all the time.
Yeah, he used to shoot them with guns.
Kurt Cobain didn't use auto-tune, surely.
No.
No, he had a very good voice.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, who should have got an aria last night, Bill? Who would you have gone with?
Retrospective.
Anything at all.
Gabriel Gatté. 3 years ago on the Channel 9 News, sitting on the beach showing how to barbecue prawns, as the weather details flashed on the screen, he sang, Silent Night. It was weird, brother.
But what's that thing you found out, Bill, on using auto-tune? It's that hit by Cher.
Do you believe?
That's auto-tunes.
Is that correct?
Going wrong. That is. And they turned it into a hook for the tune. Yeah.
Is that
It's trying to find the note.
If you push the scale up to 20, it grabs the note and lifts it up to the next one, so it's sort of like yodeling.
What happened before auto-tune? I mean, we'll just have to sing, did they?
Tiny auto-tunes.
Please.
I'm confused. All right, so who should have got an aria, Ed Cavalli?
Can we have an S there you can put in if somebody fits it, Richard?
I reckon Marsland should have got an aria because there's a new category that they're starting next year. Moodiest electronic drum solo. Yeah.
Oh.
This is first nomination, Employment by Richard Marsland on the Charlene 5000. Don't tell me that doesn't deserve a gong.
That was
from his album My Life in the Bush of Shite.
Tony, that's very negative.
What about Ed Cavalli? I'll vote for Ed Cavalli. Why didn't he get an aria?
Your body is a wonderland.
We're waiting till tomorrow.
John Mayer, co-hosting tomorrow. I'll get this.
Your body is a wonderland.
Won't he be happy to hear that?
All right. Ed.
That was the best bit, Dave.
Ed, you've got to... I like that, but, you know, you've got to get out a movie called Bedazzled, the original one.
Yeah.
Peter Cook sings a song as the devil, and it's the perfect ignoring a woman song.
Oh, really?
I think you should do a version of that.
I will do a version.
It goes, you bore me to tears. You fill me with inertia.
That is great.
I don't want you. I hate you.
That's probably a bit far, but all right.
And a crowd of screaming girls rush to it.
Crowd.
I think you should do that one.
Now, hang on a second.
It is a great bit.
That's been auto-tuned.
Oh, really?
That's what the idea of that, Bill, because you've just come along. Yeah. I don't just, I can't sing.
As a producer, I'm here. You know.
Yes. You heard it?
Yeah, I did hear that, yes.
Yeah, but apparently there were no notes there for it to get dragged towards.
No, see, that's,
The tech guys did a wonderful job on that,
Bill,
I think.
Bill, John Mayer's coming in tomorrow.
John
right.
Mayer, Blues
John,
Breakers.
No,
John Mayer. I know that these two are going to play that to him in what will be my most embarrassing moment of my life.
Excellent.
Is there anything you can do with that bad boy before he gets here tomorrow
just
to fix it up?
5 seconds of it, please.
No, let's off air would be nice. Off air would be a good chat.
No, I want to hear it.
Off air would be
the
a
professor
good
needs to hear it.
Your body is a wonderland.
What can be done, Bill?
Your body is wonderland.
Your body wonderland. Is wonderland. Get on the mic, bitch. Yeah.
Your body is wonderland. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Come and buy me a drink.
Suck my love pump.
All right, I'll buy you a drink.
Oh.
That's
what you say to the girl.
All right, I'll buy you a crate of whatever you want.
If you want to get girls...
Yeah. No.
Well, how did this start? How did we get onto this?
Because you asked a producer what could be done.
Yeah.
So, Bill, is there anything you can do with that?
Change all the words for a start. Right?
Okay, we'll change all the words.
Your body is a wasteland.
Okay.
Wasteland. All right. Now you're talking about warmal globing.
Okay, warmal globing.
I am wandering about the ruins of a ravaged civilization.
That pretty much describes this segment. What are we talking about? Dave, who should be getting an aria? Who was left out last night?
Give Bill Miller a couple of months in the studio with that track. Ed could be up there next year, I reckon.
And you'll be there, Ed.
Aria gear. Okay.
Top-selling single, best male artist. Yeah.
Nikki, do we have time for a song?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes.
We do have time for a song.
It's 133353. Who should get an aria?
And who was left out? Any period of history, past or future? At Snow Patrol here at Get This Around the Nation, we don't even have time for the Talkback Mountain Sting. We're already up there with Dave Graney, with Bill Miller, and we're asking who missed out at the arias last night. Ed, who have you
got? Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, Ed. Yourself?
Excellent, sir. Who missed out last night?
Lisa Lloyd, mate. Matthew Lloyd, Eston Full Forward Sport.
Yes. Because what they say, what they sing? What was on the football show?
What was it? Breeze by Faith Hill, mate.
Yes.
She also sung it at her friend's wedding. I would have shot her.
There we go.
She'd done it at my wedding.
There you go. Now, but you told me off air that your wife has a disturbing ringtone as well.
Yeah, she does, mate. Yours. Your body is the one.
And how often does it go off?
All the time.
And what sort of reaction does it get from friends?
Oh, mate, you want to say the look she gets, especially when you're out in public, sitting at a pub or something.
People who are John Mayer fans and then they slowly realise something's not right.
Thank you very
much. Dave, do you think there are enough footballers in the charts, really? Have you ever heard a great piece of music performed by a footballer?
No.
About Lionel Rose?
Oh, that's true. He's a boxer.
That was a number one.
Why, thank you.
I thank you for your smile.
What?
Yeah.
Is that Lionel Rose?
Lionel.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
And his follow-up was Pick Me Up on Way Down.
Sense. And I always felt Steve Waugh's album of motivational songs should have been an aria contender.
Gruff they were, very gruff.
There's
very
a
gruff.
Melbourne band, the Sand Pebbles, and their bass player used to play for St Kilda.
I just wish there were footballers in all facets of life more, actually.
You think so? Yeah.
More on television, please.
Would you know if they were footballers, Tony? Would you know?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't.
Alan Jones.
That's how you know.
He could be anywhere. Alan Jones, he knows how to spot a footballer, according to this book here.
Yeah. Hello, Maury, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm excellent. Who missed out last night?
I think Rodney Rood for a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yes. You're right. I mean, just for touring on the I Couldn't Give a Rat's Ass Tour for 4.5 years, just for that alone, he should be getting the golden frog sack.
51 and doing his John Farnham farewell tour.
He keeps on going. Have you ever crossed paths with Rodney Rood, Dave, or Bill?
No.
No?
No, not I.
Never played the same
note? I don't think he exists.
I do like the way he works hard.
He is a hard worker.
All right.
KB, what, W? Kevin Bloody Wilson. Out, still touring.
The Wilson. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Who do you think, who missed out last night?
Joan of Arc. Yeah, best live pyrotechnic display.
James Stormbag into history.
Nice historical reference. Problem is, Justin, you can only do it once.
Yeah.
Well, but don't you only ever win an aria once?
Well done.
Let's see. Are you calling us from an aviary, sir?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I am outdoors.
Oh. Are you wearing a parrot by any chance?
Do you want to know what I'm wearing?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
A flag.
It's the Peter Sellers one that pumps up under your arm.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Something's happened. I know it's fruity. I just don't know what it is.
I like Joan of Arc in the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure movie. She took over the aerobics class.
That's right. And, of course, a great single by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Oh, if only it was 80s week.
Oh.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Yes, who missed out, mate?
The esteemed Tony Martin.
For what?
Best recording in a Cockney accent.
I do like a gratuitous bit of Cockney.
Yeah, I think it's just the quantity award he would have got for that for that one. Adam,
did you?
Lifetime.
Hey, Adam, did you hear us playing a bit of Cockney, a bit of Frank Butcher from EastEnders the other night?
Oh, a bit of Pot Kettle.
Yeah, Pot Kettle. I reckon that could surely be put to a bit of Pee Wee Ferris style dance backing.
Oh, you know it.
You dozy plum!
Hey, Adam, what's your favourite song we've done so far? What's your favourite Tone song so
there's
far?
There's just way too many to number. It's got to be a double album.
Yeah.
Album
coming out soon.
Well,
Tony in like a pork pie hat emerging from a chimney. That'd be good.
Have you ever been to the East End, Tony?
I've not been to the East End.
Sorry, mate?
A bit of East End work would be
lovely. Yeah,
I haven't been. Bob Franklin's told me about the East End. Have you been there?
What did he tell you about?
Is it like they say? Apples and pears?
Just like that, yeah.
Apples and pears.
Pearly kings. Selling boxes of matches.
Well, let's go there now. Bring the motor around.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, everyone.
It's time to get out of here. What a show. Thanks to everyone who called in.
Thanks to everyone that was slagged and offended on today's show.
But
not
hey.
Not by us.
No. We'll be making up for it tomorrow. Nick Kershaw fans, tune in. We will show you what happens when you send Nick around the country on the back of a flatbed truck with three synthesizers.
Finally.
The drought problem could well be over. Thank you for coming in, Dave Gray.
Thanks, Tony. Ed.
This album of yours,
thanks, Nikki.
Keeping It Unreal, is a sensational listen, and people should get along. Where can they see you performing sans mic, point blank?
Butterfly Club, Park Street, South Melbourne, Thursday to Sunday.
Taking requests.
And while we're in Melbourne, Bill Miller is touring around Sean Kelly this Friday at the Monash Hotel, Sunday at the Northcote Social Club, and Cup Eve at the New Capers.
Yeah, the old ones are a bit smelly.
What a fantastic bench we've had today. Thanks everyone.
Guys.
And I think our key phrase came courtesy of Bill Miller. Warmel globing. And we'll be back tomorrow with the real John Mayer.
No.
And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Nickelback, Nickelback, Nickelback.